Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters. Episode 116. I'm your host, SBJ.
And I'm Micah.
We are here to talk about Monster Hunter World Iceborne. Well, I guess all things Monster Hunter, but specifically Iceborne, since it's still pretty new.
Yeah, it's, yes. I would say pretty new.
Yes and yes.
Word I would use.
All right.
The phrase I would use.
Before we start, I just want to say, if you are a new listener, because I know we got a couple new listeners since the since Iceborne came out, we are a weekly Monster Hunter podcast, usually around the 30-minute mark is what we try to hit. And we're a real casual Monster Hunter podcast. So if you're here for the sickest of tips and tricks, you were in the wrong place. There are a bunch of really awesome Monster Hunter YouTubers. There's the Monster Hunter subreddit that's like really good at providing in-depth info of like the best loadouts or the most optimal strategies to cutting tails. We can't offer that.
What are you trying to say about my ability as a hunter
to cut
are
tails?
Are you telling me that...
I saw a Monster Hunter advertisement when I was prepping the show this morning, and one was a dude standing... I don't know if you've seen this ad. It's like one... There's like a dude in like a suit, and he talks about how he only crafts the finest swords, and he's holding like a samurai sword. And then it shows some gameplay footage of Monster Hunter, and then it goes to this old grandma, and she's like, I like playing games because they're super cute. And then it cuts to, like, Palico gameplay in Monster Hunter, and I was like, I'm that old grandma. That's me.
That's you. I, on the other hand, am a pro. I have all the tips and tricks.
Okay.
I know all the best strategies for every weapon.
All right.
I know how to do the right combos.
At the right time and the right place.
At the right time. I know how to hunt every monster that's ever been made, including some that haven't.
Okay.
That nobody knows about but myself because I'm such a pro.
Speaking of a monster you haven't hunted in Iceborne, at least. The Monster Hunter Twitter tweeted the official title update roadmap, and in October of 2019, we're getting a new monster, Rajang, and we are also getting updates to your room.
Ooh, tell me about these room updates.
Well, the Twitter picture does not say anything more about that.
Dang.
So I pulled up a article from GameSpot, and they also don't say anything about the room updates. So
dang.
It just says that October will feature room updates and Rajang, which we know Rajang is October 10th.
Yes.
I'm assuming the room updates will probably come the same day.
Also, don't forget, in December, we get the Horizon Zero Dawn.
Okay, are you skipping my... I have a roadmap here.
I didn't know if your roadmap had that on it. It sounded like you were done.
November comes before December, Micah.
There we go. All right.
November on the roadmap. Backseat driving over here, Micah. Trying to drive this car through 2019.
Who's the professional hunter here?
It's true. I'm just the grandma hunter.
Take a seat, grandma. Let the real hunters do the work.
November 2019. PlayStation 4 exclusive, Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds, Event Quest 1.
Because, oh, I see. They're doing this, the old split.
Because that's all that says in the tweet. I went to GameSpot.com, and they said that it is a new PlayStation 4 exclusive quest inspired by Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds. So I'm assuming the Frozen Wilds is probably like an expansion to Horizon that I never played.
Yes. Yeah, it was the... I don't think it qualified as a second. I think it's the sort of similar in how Iceborne is an expansion, but a real big one. It's like somewhere between an expansion and... Or like somewhere between DLC and a full game, which we like talked about last week. But it's... I think it's in the same vein where it's like, oh, it's kind of a sequel, but... not like a full game release, but very close to one. I don't know. I haven't played this game.
I haven't played Horizon either. I feel like Horizon would be up your alley.
I feel like it would be too. And I feel like when the first Horizon deal, quest, whatever, crossover came around last year, I said I should really play this game. And I never did.
December 2019, it says new monster. The monster's name is ?
That's the monster that I've been hunting.
?
As a pro hunter that nobody knows about.
Right.
Its name is actually just ?
It also says Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds, Quests 2 and 3. And December also includes a seasonal event. I don't think we're getting like a fall event, it doesn't seem, as October and November does not state a seasonal event, but I am assuming we're going to get some sort of winter event.
So I have the same roadmap. I did the same thing you did, where I looked at the roadmap on Twitter, and then I went and looked for it elsewhere for more info. And on Eurogamer, they call it the Astera Festival.
Oh.
It says, Capcom also confirmed we'll see the Astera Festival go live around this time, too, along with another as yet an unannounced monster. I don't know what the Astera Festival is, but...
Is Astera... Astera is not the overarching land. It is just the first city, right?
It's the first hub.
Okay.
The world hub.
I was confused for a second if Astera included everything.
No, that's the new world.
Oh, okay,
sir.
Got it. How could I forget the iconic name that is the new world? And then
it's like, you know, first commander, you know, all of your favorites.
Happy Handler and Serious Handler.
Happy Handler, Serious Handler, yeah. All your favorite characters.
And then in 2020... It says Monster Hunter World's second anniversary, more title updates on the way. So they did say prior to this roadmap, prior to Iceborne coming out, that that Monster Hunter World Iceborne would have the same length of support that World did. But
which is a lot.
But obviously they are not revealing that. But I think what they did reveal is good. I think like saying, hey, this is the next 3 months of content is pretty awesome.
Yes.
Although, if you're an Xbox player, I don't think November has anything to offer you, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
PC player, you're still probably crying that you have to wait 3 more months until
January.
We'll
see you in 2020. It's unfortunate. But, you know, that's the way the...
cookie the way crumbles.
That's the way the Bracadios... slimes.
Sure. That's the age-old the new world. I hear it all the time in the new world.
Yeah.
Very popular expression in that area.
In the new world. My favorite location.
Iceborne did get an update recently.
It did. It got a hefty update.
You're in luck because I'm dying for a spoonful of heft.
Here it comes. You ready?
I'm ready.
Open wide. Don't. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Cancel the show.
This is off of WCCF Tech. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been here. But they've got some expansive notes.
Ask how you got there, but this is only a 30-minute show.
A new update has been released for Monster Hunter World Iceborne on PS4 and Xbox One, introducing a variety of fixes. I think this showed up on Tuesday, I believe, because I played Tuesday night with a friend, and some of the people in the Discord, the Carve Discord, and I said, hey... I'm going to be on if anybody's looking to get the squad invite. And a bunch of people said yes. And then they immediately said, okay, I'm updating. So I'll see you in a bit. And the person that I was playing with, our mutual friend Jay, we were both unaware that there was an update. And it took ridiculously long I don't know.
It's always why. It's always hard to tell if the PlayStation Network is throttling or
yeah, or if it's just a huge update. I don't know. People were on social media were also just complaining, and I think on the subreddit as well, were just complaining about how long it was and that there were no patch notes for it. Apparently, eventually they found it. So this is update 10.12. And it fixed several issues regarding equipment, UI, music, and monsters, improving the experience for all players. Tell me if you experienced any of these as I read them off.
Okay.
Guardian armor. Fixed a bug that would not allow you to select the guardian armor during character creation.
Never had that.
Okay. Music. Changed the design of how certain songs would play on repeat while at base.
Never had that.
I never noticed that.
if that was a problem. Although this isn't a problem, I will say, we'll get to this after we're done with this news, but as somebody who did a lot of doodle quests, when you're not actively hunting a monster and you're walking around the world, it is dead silent and it kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, you got no, you know, you got no combat music.
Yeah, but there's, it is literally no music. And they could, I don't know, play some. Very, I don't elevated.
You play on
great.
The PS4, right?
Yeah.
You know if you have a Spotify account.
Yeah, because when I'm running through the new world, I want Taylor Swift blasting in the background.
I hear the new album is a banger. So, Elder Melder fixed a bug where players were getting the same decoration results when using the Elder Melder's first Wyverian ritual. Didn't experience that. Quest board fixed a bug at the quest counter where the optional quest completed marker color would change from red to black, red back to blue after save data is imported into Monster Hunter World Iceborne. Don't think I ever experienced that. Squad card fixed a bug where the language section of the squad card editing screen would not display correctly after importing save data from Monster Hunter World. Hunter Helper fixed a bug where the low-level Hunter Helper reward could be obtained after failed quests. Acidic Glavinus unavailable item fixed a bug where players could not properly obtain the Glavinus mantle material from Acidic Glavinus.
That sounds awful.
I have not hit Acidic Glavinus, but yes, that sounds... After having grinded Glavinus, non-acidic Glavinus, normal
grinded?
Flavor...
Or ground.
Ground? I think it's grinded.
Well, ground is the past tense of grind.
Yeah, but I'm not like...
You're not making roast beef.
Yeah, I'm not making spices here. I'm fighting monsters. After
I
having...
I just like the concept of saying, I ground a lot of
Glavinus.
Because grinded is not actually a word, but it is it's a gamer word.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a Webster's dictionary word.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
I feel like, yeah.
I'm getting deja vu. After having ground, no, that's still not. After grinding a lot of, there we go. After grinding a lot of Glavinus, four Glavinus mantles, I can't imagine how frustrating it would have been if I were doing that and there was a bug that was preventing me from getting the one crucial item to finishing a gear set.
Yeah.
Because the Glavinus Mantle is basically the ruby or the gem or whatever of Glavinus. That sounds awful.
What does the mantle do? Does it just turn you into a giant sword?
Yeah, no, it's not an...
You said yeah and I got real excited.
It's not like a mantle.
Oh.
It's a material.
Oh.
So instead of a Glavinus gem, it's the Glavinus mantle.
Oh, I see.
I don't know
very
why.
Confusing.
It's just, you know, because he's got, it's got all those mantle-like parts all over its body. I don't know. Velcana's Ice Cloak fixed a bug where players' attacks would not properly remove Velcana's Ice Cloak if it was put into paralysis while its ice cloak is active. That sounds like a very specific situation. Radio menu fixed a bug where the custom radio menu could be closed at the item box but would remain on the screen and disable normal controls. Handler fixed a bug where the handler would keep moving in certain places in the ancient forest. Greatsword fixed a bug where greatsword charges would not trigger charge slashes if the player landed on top of the ice ground created by Vel'Koma or mud created by Gyarados. Two incredibly specific scenarios. Only if there's ice ground effect in play while fighting Vel'Koma or the mud created by Gyarados is on the ground as well. One of those two.
Is he grinding the ground or grounded the ground?
He's the mud created by Gyarados is on the grind.
Okay.
And it's the ice grind created by Vel'Koma. Those are the two situations.
This makes sense.
And then the last one, training area versus expeditions, etc. Fixed a bug where the contents of expeditions were unintentionally updating after each use of change objects in area in the training area. In addition to this, we are also exploring further changes to address the issue of intentional disconnects for resetting the guiding lands. While this should not affect players who enjoy the game normally, we'd like to ask for your patience as we look into implementing options that remove the need to attempt intentional disconnects. Also, last but not least, fixed other minor bugs.
I love the minor bugs.
This seems like it was a really hefty update for maybe some things that probably were irritating for a very small percentage of people and didn't seem to like, they seemed like very, very specific scenario bugs. I haven't encountered any of these, but I'm sure other people did. I could imagine the acidic glabinous.
Well, you had the
mantle.
Picture bug thing.
What's the picture bug?
When you said you tried to take a picture of the dude and it like glitched out.
Oh yeah, I don't see that on here, so they might not have fixed that.
So I finally got the picture thing.
Yeah.
I had to do like a certain quest to unlock it. So that's why like when you were talking about it last week, I was like, I have no clue who you're referring to.
Oh, what did you have to do to unlock it?
You had to do any of the research, to unlock the Palico items.
Oh, sure.
You had to do any of those, and I didn't do any of those. So once you do your first, to start one of those quests, you have to like find him in the world.
Yep.
Like Elder's Recess or whatever, and you have to talk to him.
The new world.
The new world.
Yeah.
And then he shows up, and then, well, he was always there, but I didn't know who he was because I've never talked to him in my year of playing Monster Hunter World. And then he'll ask you to take a picture. So then it unlocked that tool for me.
I see.
This actually perfectly leads into the last week of playing Monster Hunter. And I have a couple complaints.
Okay. I know what they are.
I know, because I told you, but
I also watched it happen in real time.
Yeah, I was streaming Monster Hunter. So normally I'm, for those who may be new listeners, I'm a full-time streamer on Twitch, but I mostly stream Pokemon, and the Monster Hunter stuff is kind of just, I love Monster Hunter, and I wanted to start a Monster Hunter podcast with Micah, but I don't really stream Monster Hunter because I have such a big Pokemon audience. That being said, I was streaming Monster Hunter recently, just really late at night, just to play with people and just to hang out, and I was going to play it anyway, so I might as well just keep the stream up and running, and I really wanted everything up to Iceborne. The thing I thought was the coolest thing in the entire world was to ride the monsters.
Like the Raider ride.
The Raider ride. So riding the skunk, squirrel, badger things. I wanted to unlock that right away. Searched how to do it, and it was like, go to Hoarfrost Reach in an expedition, kill a monster in front of the Gashalakas, and then they will talk to you.
They're not the Gashalakas. This is a different tribe.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. They're the Bao Bao.
The Bao Bao. But they're like,
Boa,
oh, yeah.
Boa, that's it.
Boa, Boa Boa, yeah. And then they'll teach you how to ride the badger skunk squirrels. And so we did that.
Also called Wolk.
I did that with you.
Yes.
Another person in the Carve Discord, so thank you. And nothing happened for either of us.
So can I clarify something quickly?
Sure.
So there's a very specific way that you're supposed to do this. Well, we in our didn't... infinite wisdom did not look it up prior. And what we did was...
This is a recurring theme.
We read a thing that said, or you read a thing, and I just listened to you, that said you need to kill a big monster in front of the Boa Boa.
Hey, that's not wrong.
And then the leader comes out. So what we thought you had to do was find an area where the Boa Boa were, which is just to the left of the, like, main camp, and kill the monster there. So we kept kiting it using Challenger mantles. I think at one point all three of us had Challenger mantles to keep it from leaving the area. We were kiting it back to that area, which is incredibly difficult. Lo and behold, that's not how you do it at all.
Wait, really? How...
Okay, so this is how this works.
Was
eventually,
our kiting skills wrong?
No. Eventually, I looked it up. I saw what you had to do, and this is the point that I informed you that you had to advance the Grimmelkind or feline linguist or whatever it is, the research task. And you can elaborate more on that in a minute. And so then while you were doing that, I decided to see if I could, since I had already done all that, I decided to see what if I could just do the normal quest, whatever it was. So you have to go in with your Palico to in an expedition.
Okay.
Which we didn't do because three of us went in, so there were no Palicos.
Right. That was
and
the first
your
mistake.
Palico will interact with, there will be like a, not like really a cutscene, kind of like an active cutscene, where your Palico will interact with some Boa Boa the second you leave the camp. And they'll say that they're impressed with your abilities as a hunter, and they want to see more. So then you just pursue any large monster, and the Boa Boa will follow you throughout the entire map as you're fighting it. And it's actually kind of awesome, because if you haven't done this, and this is you consider this a spoiler, maybe stop listening for a little bit. but the Boa Boa will follow you, and as you're getting closer and closer to finishing the monster, as you progress through the fight, more Boa Boa will show up. So by the end of it, you have the leader and a bunch of Boa Boa watching you hunt this thing and like cheering you on, and it's kind of amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so then when you finish it, then the leader approaches your Palico and says, you're very skilled. We have something that we need your help with. And then that advances it further.
So that's what I wanted to do.
Yes. But we didn't know.
We did kill a Banbaro and carved it. And that was
in
fine.
In front of some Boa Boa.
That's true. That did happen. So it wasn't like a complete waste of time.
And then we sat there for a good 2-3 minutes trying to figure out if the Boa Boa would talk to us, why they weren't talking to us. We all got killed by the
skunk
little flying things in the area.
Squirrel badger things.
Yeah.
So that's when you told me I had to do the other linguistic cat quests, and I didn't do any of those. And so I started to do them. To get, like, the plunder blade and the firework thing and the whatever other things you can equip on your palette. I never did any of those because, one, I didn't know they were a real thing. And two, like, I almost always, like, hunted with 3 or 4 people. So, like, my palico was never out. In the last 6 months, I only remember, like, hunting my solo once, and it was, like, I don't even remember what it was for, but it was like just something so simple that it didn't even like, I was just like, I'm just going to do this real quick. And then I need to like run to dinner. So I never did any of them. So like going through each of these of like the ancient forest and the Wildspire Waste and like running around and finding doodles and then finding the cats and then unlocking is fine. It's like an okay mechanic. It's definitely something different that is not just kill this big creature. So I definitely like, I'm not poo-pooing the variety there. Mm-hmm. But when you're so excited to use a new feature that they've been showing off in every, like, Iceborne trailer, and they're like, for me, and I know the listeners are probably like, well, you should have did it early, person. But, like, when you're unaware of, like, that was the barrier, like, to go back into old content and, like, grind out what is kind of boring when all your friends are hunting, like, these big monsters and advancing the story, and I'm over here trying to, like, find doodles on the wall, is kind of, like, a huge bummer.
Well, okay, so let's look at it this way, though. What's the likelihood that you're realistically going to use? I feel like as much as I've done so far in Iceborne, and I feel like I'm not, like, super, super far, but I feel like I'm getting there. I don't think that I've used... First of all, I can't use Raider Ride in the Hoarfrost Reach yet, because...
Because there's, like, one more quest after that.
There's one more big quest that you have to do by yourself, and I don't know that I'm gear-wise prepared for it. Maybe I am. I just haven't tackled it yet. But I have carried on through the game without having to use it, without really any trouble.
Okay. So I have unlocked the Raider Rider for every area but Hoarfrost Reach.
Yeah.
And Elder's Recess. I'm on the last quest for Elder's Recess, which is, like, sneak the old dude into the camp so he can talk to the Gashalashas, so then he can unlock the Elder's Recess, and then once that's unlocked, then I can start the Hoarfrost Reach one. So I have used Raider Rider in the other regions, because at one point the Elder's Recess one forces you to go back to the other areas to, like, find two doodles in, like, every area, which yep. also took me, like, 45 minutes to figure out, and I'm, like, walking around Elder's Recess being like, where are the doodles? Because I only read the first sentence of instructions and not the entire paragraph.
Case in point, why we spent a whole hunt trying to kite a Bonbaro to one specific area of the map.
In any modern video games, how anyone discovers anything without going to, like, a YouTube tutorial. But using Raider Riders in other areas is incredible.
It's very neat, but here's the thing.
You get to a place so fast.
You do.
And you can pick up tracks while you're on a Raider Rider. And there's that one point where I was raid riding in the under area. I can't remember what it's called. The toxic area. And there was a Dogaron, and I was on the Lizard Man. And the Lizard Man got real low to the ground and was
the Lizard Man.
And the Lizard Man got low.
Man in the rotten area.
Rotten Vale, yeah. And he was, like, lurking behind the Odogaron because he didn't want to alert the Odogaron that he, like, it was a very tense moment, and I loved every bit of it. And then once the Odogaron went, like, to the right, Lizard Man went to the left, and then he was, like, high speed booking it because he was like, oh, there's no threat here. I am just high velocity Lizard Man now. And I got to my area, and it was great. And all I want is to ride the badger squirrel skunks, Micah. It's all I want in life. I just want to ride these gosh darn animals. And I got to do, like, four more quests. I got to go Metal Gear Solid this old guy into the Elder's Recess. And then I got to go hunt another Banbaro. And then I got to hunt whatever you got to hunt.
Yeah, but you get the Plunder Blade, though.
I have no clue what that does. I'm okay, not interested. I just want to ride things.
Let me, real quick, before I give you my personal take on the Raider Ride and why I think that you should maybe not put as much stock into it, let me inform you and anybody who doesn't have it, the Plunder Blade, if you're hunting with your Palico, if you're hunting with solo or with two people and your Palico is there, it is an amazing tool because at random points during the hunt, your Palico will just jump on the monster, beat the heck out of it, and knock some rare items off of it. And it gives you more things, more material options to collect. It can make it easier to acquire the thing that you need to craft some items, craft some gear. It's a good Palico tool. It's maybe my favorite Palico tool.
Hmm.
And you're about to get it, which is great.
No, I have the Plunder Blade.
Oh, okay. So you
I have everything.
And you should equip it. It's really good. So let me give you my take on the Raider Ride.
It's the best feature in the world. You can't change my mind.
Got it. Next. So I think that, yes, it is awesome to ride it, to ride a small creature in Monster Hunter. It's very entertaining. It is very quick. I think that there is a honeymoon phase for it where you're like, this is the coolest thing I've ever done. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. And then afterwards, as that winds down and you continue playing the game, you go, oh, well, I need to do these things on the way to the next area where the monster is. I gotta sharpen my blade. I gotta drink another armor skin potion. I gotta do whatever. I gotta cycle out, check my stuff, whatever. There's all these things that you gotta do, and you're just running from like one short run from an area to another. Getting out the Raider Ride, getting your rider, I don't know what to call it, rider monster. I almost said Pokemon. I don't know why. Getting your rider Pokemon to show up, and then going to your map, selecting the area where you need it to travel to, and then letting it travel there. Like, all of that is kind of not conducive to like just keeping the hunt going, flowing quickly. Like, it's a little, it's just not, it's still good. And I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, maybe it's not as good as like the initial honeymoon period is of like, this is really fun to do. That's my personal experience with it. But that could be misguided. It could be a lot easier than I'm considering it. Maybe there is AI that it just automatically takes you to the area where the monster is. I know that you can track specific things, so I think that if you track your tracking,
you can get on
like
it and then go to your map
monster,
and then pin it, and then it will take you to the pin.
Right. So I think if you pin the monster, maybe it will just take you to the monster every time you jump on, but you still got to go through the effort of like, got to call the thing, got to get on the thing, got to take the whatever. Like, you know, I just, if I'm running from area 12 to area 13 and I am chasing this monster all over the map and I'm like sharpening every time, I don't know that I really need the Raider Ride 100% of the time. If it were a little bit more like seamless, maybe I would be more interested in it. But I'm not saying it's a bad feature at all. I think it's a great feature, especially for maybe like farming, or you know, if you need a specific like world item, like over like harvestable item. It's a good thing to have. It's a good option to get you from point A to point B, and then back to point A, because point A has refreshed and you need to harvest more of it. I think it's a good item in that regard, but yeah, hunt wise, I don't know that it's, you know, specifically very necessary for, I guess what I'm saying is, don't be afraid to just continue the story, because the likelihood that you're going to use it through the story is pretty low.
I'm sure it only applies to me, but I felt like it was definitely worth bringing up because it was a new feature to Iceborne, and there was a lot of questions of like, how do I get this feature?
It's not very clear.
Also, like, the thing we didn't really talk about last week, and after, like, when you were describing the photography thing, I was like, what are you talking about? And that's not very clear until you see it for the first time. And then there's like this whole photo thing in the game.
Yes.
Like, they were like, somebody at Capcom played Pokemon Snap finally.
It
and
reminds
like,
me,
what if Monster Hunter had this? And what if we, like, it's cool. It's definitely
cool.
Very cool.
I haven't used it at all since.
And I want to use it. Like, I want to do it. But at the same time, I'm not frustrated, but it's like, I like log into Monster Hunter, and we talked about this last week of how daunting it is. Like, Monster Hunter is not a game where you log in for 10 minutes, do something, and then like, okay, I'm just gonna, you know, I got 10 minutes before I, you know, got to go to work. I'm going to do a quick, like, it's not that type of game, which is totally cool. That's not a knock of it. It's just you log in, or I have logged in this past week, and I'm like, I want to finish
the strap in.
I want to finish the Raid Rider stuff. Yeah. But I also want to progress the story. But man, this photo stuff seems really cool. And it's like, but I also want to, like, oh, my KO charm is at like 2. I need to get it to 3. I just got to hunt one Teostra. One Teostra turns into like 4 Teostras because I can't get the one part to drop. And it's just like, there's all this stuff, which is like, it's a good problem to have. But
oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm very curious of what that photo thing actually is and if you get anything for it. So,
from what I understand, from my like very brief stint with it, it reminds me a lot of, I know that you played a handful of Breath of the Wild. It reminds me a lot of the photo logging that you would do in Breath of the Wild, where you would like take a pic, like you pick up an item and then drop it on the floor and then take a picture with your Sheikah slate, and then it logs it into your encyclopedia or your compendium or whatever it is. It reminds me of that, because it's like, take a picture of this thing, take a picture of this item, take a picture of whatever, and we log it, and then... I also don't know specifically what you get for it, but I want to take some more time, maybe this coming week, to like explore that further. But it seems like it has uses, and maybe it makes it a little bit... Because the thing with Breath of the Wild was, if you logged that item, then you could track that item. Pretty much where, like, you could say, I need to find this, and then it would, like, kind of point you to it, right?
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that that's maybe the same thing. Like, it increases your... I don't know. I gotta look at it more. I'm trying not to just resort to reading online specifically how to do X thing, and just, if it's something that I can just explore, if it's something that I just can't figure out how to do, like the Raider Ride thing... then I'll look it up, but otherwise I want to try to like just figure it out on my own. So I want to take some time to look at that a little bit further. I think it's probably got some nice uses though. One thing I did take some time to explore though was the decorating of your house. As a fan of Animal Crossing and other house decorating type games.
I did spend some time decorating my house, but I want your opinion. I mean I liked it, but I would love your opinion on it.
I actually love it. And initially I was like, oh, this is cool. I can change the rug, I can change whatever and so on. And I was like, oh, it's neat that I can kind of fit it however I want. I can, you know, there's like a couple options to make it a little more castle like there's an option to make it a little bit more log cabin-y, kind of. You can like change out what dresser you have. If you don't have a dresser at all and you just have some shelves, you can change the things that hang on the wall and just customize your house to kind of make it a little bit more your own. You can change the colors and the patterns and so on. And then I found out that as you do certain quests, certain optional quests, and as you do the Steamworks, there are more things that you unlock, and there are also quests that you get specifically from a Palico in Saliana that let you unlock more things too. And all that did was make me want to do everything to get every option for the house. It was maybe the like most... I knew that I was going to like it when I heard about it, but I was not prepared for how much I was going to want to just do that. And now I just want to do quests to get portraits of the Wildspire Waste and portraits of paintings of the Rotten Vale or whatever, so that I can hang them in my house.
You can have people in your house, right?
I don't know. Can you? You haven't been able to in the past.
Okay.
I don't think that you can. I could be wrong, but I don't believe people can enter your house.
Oh. Well, what? How am I supposed to show off my beautiful paintings?
Take pictures with screen share on the... Or not screen share. What is it? Take a screenshot on your PS4.
Button.
Yeah, and then you press the share button.
Got it.
Take a screenshot and then post it.
Yeah, I placed all my animals. I caught a couple animals on Iceborne already. I caught like one of the monkeys, and then I caught one of the snow beetles.
Yeah.
And so the house has made me want to catch more of those creatures. Because like in the hot tub area or the outside spa, you can have like multiple creatures instead of just like one.
You sure can. I have, I think, five macaques, little monkeys, just hanging out in that hot tub. It's really good.
Yeah, I need to sit down this week or whatnot, and I need to start like assigning loadouts. I did spend some time assigning my go-to loadout for hunts. Like, I need 10 potions, I need 3 life powders, I need traps, I need tranks. So I did assign that at one point. I actually spent like an afternoon in World assigning a bunch of them, and then I accidentally saved over them. Because if you press the wrong button, it like instant saves over.
Yeah.
So I reset those back up, but now I have to set up armor stuff, armor loadouts, and like gear loadouts. And then I know there's a way, again, I accidentally saved over this because I was like, I was dumb. I know there's a way to like organize your, what do they call that? The crossbar? Where you hold L1
your
and then
item
you hit,
bar?
Yeah, your item bar.
Yeah.
So like I'm not like scrolling forever to get to my, like I like my potions next to each other, and then I like my life powder also next to my potions instead of being like, oh, I know there's a way to organize that. I gotta reorganize that.
There is, yeah.
And then I have to, they changed, I don't know if this was a change in Iceborne, but like you can have a different radial menu in the hub than you do in the hunt.
Oh,
I swear this is new, because when I was in the hub, it was saying like, when I opened the radial menu for gestures, it was like saying like, start the hunt, or like, I'm ready, or I don't forget to eat. But then the same radial menu when I was in the hunt was like, I'm about to set a trap. Please don't capture it, or capture only. And I was like, I didn't set any of these, but I did. That was the one thing I didn't save over when I set them up in World. Was like, I set all my gestures and I set all my like quick things. And now I was like, I definitely didn't save over these, but I noticed they're different.
I manage to just delete. I don't know how. I don't know how I did this, but I somehow managed to just completely reset one of my radial menus, and now it's unusable to me. But I infamously have not used the radial menu enough in any of World, and I probably should more. But I just don't.
Radial menu I only use for gestures. Gestures and stickers, that's all I use it for.
See, and it's I know that it's so dumb, because I know that it's a useful thing for like, oh, I can really quickly use a potion or really quickly set a trap without having to tab over to it. But I can't stop myself. I can't break the habit of just holding L1 and cycling.
I play Monster Hunter, I don't, like, I'm not super, super desperate to, like, you're right in that it's probably definitely quicker, because if you can see 8 things and you can just point in a direction instead of, like, scrolling through a bar.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that the radio is quicker, but also, like, usually, by default, I will go over, like, if I use an item like a whetstone while I'm then running back to the monster, I usually just by habit go back to like the potion or something.
Oh, so me too.
Usually right there.
Yeah.
So in a really stressful situation, I'm hopefully on the right item.
Yeah, I'm very good about that too. But it, like, the point of the radial menu is that you don't have to do that then.
Yeah.
But I just can't break that habit. It's so dumb that it's been over a year of playing this game, like almost 400 hours, and I still have yet to just set multiple radial menus that are good. That's going to be my goal before next week. Next week when we record, I'm going to report back, and I will have set up my radial menus, and I will have explored the picture taking better.
Okay.
That's my goal. But I did get a lot of hunting in, and I'm at the point where I think the kind of like dauntingness that I felt last week is subsiding, But it still is at that point where until I finish the story and I can just focus on grinding out gear sets for specific monsters, I think it will feel a little bit better because I do have a little bit of this like fear, not fear, but there's a little bit of this like frustration. Not even really frustration. It's just it's hard to log into the game knowing the next thing I have to do is hunt this specific monster. I don't have a gear set that's like really amazing for it in Master Rank, and I'll need to grind X monster, which in Master Rank, at the point that I'm at, can be a you know, like a 30-minute hunt, and that's a half hour of hunting one thing. And then another half hour to do it again if I don't get the part that I need so that I can have a good set for the next thing that I need to hunt. And I know that I can probably just do it without that much effort, but I feel like I got to have a good gear set because then, you know, what's the point really if I don't have something that's going to protect me from whatever that ailment is or whatever the element is.
Just eat against the ailment.
That, you know.
And then don't die so your food buff doesn't go away. Pretty simple.
That's a good point. But I think once the story is done, I think we'll both be in a position where we're back to that, like, it feels less daunting to just log in and be able to do a few hunts for, you know, a few hours without having to think, like, oh, I have all of this stuff that I have to do before I can advance or before I can like do the thing that I really want to do or, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, like I said, it's a good problem to have.
It is. And it's still incredibly fun. Iceborne is very, very good.
All right. Well, we will be back next week. We went way over today, so enjoy. We will be back next week for some more Monster Hunter stuff. If you're new, you like the show, thanks for making it to the end. You can follow us on Twitter at Carve Podcast. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Mike of the Brave. I am at Dragging a Lake on Twitter. And we do have a Patreon where if you want to support the show for like a buck, you get into our Discord where people are hunting. Unfortunately, as it turns out, the squad mechanics are not as improved as we expected them to be. From Monster Hunter to Iceborne, so it does take us a little bit to add people to the squad, but we are getting there. There's two of us now instead of one of us.
Yes, which is a big help. It's very nice to have multiple people to be able to approve requests.
But if you're listening and you're in the Discord and you're on the squad, you know, just let us know what your time is. I can usually, if you let me know in advance, like you'll be on, I can usually have my PS4 on standby and wait for you to sign on and then just send you a quick invite. But if for whatever reason time zones don't line up, the Discord's really good at just posting what the room code is just so you could join anyways. So we're still working on getting everyone in, but thanks for the people who do support us on Patreon. It's really not that big of a deal if you do or not. It's just figured if you have a spare dollar a month, you can safely find a community that isn't yelling at you constantly that you're using the wrong weapon.
After a few hunts, a good few hours of hunting with people from the Discord, everybody is very supportive of each other, very willing to like try new things and experiment and not, you know, hassle each other. Not saying that other communities do that, but I'm proud of the community that we have because everybody's very, very nice and friendly.
Yes, 100%. We'll be back next week. Hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on carving those monsters. And keep designing your houses. Keep looking for those tracks, those doodles.
Just a quick shout out to our Life Powder patrons. I don't know why you support as much as you do, but thank you. shout out to Brandon, Bastion, Chris, Henley, and Armored. Thank you so much for your support. If you would like to support The Carve, you can do so over at patreon.com/carvepodcast. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode. But yeah, thank you for listening. Super appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next week.